Mornings with John Gibson, Morning Digestion for Thursday, March 28th. This is the birthday of my father, who's no longer with us. But on this day, Texas Bill Gibson was born. That's right. His name was Texas Bill Gibson. And he that was 1913, so he'd be 106 today, but he died in 1996, I think it was, at age 83. But anyway, my dad's birthday, Jake's grandfather's birthday, my grandkids' great-grandfather's birthday. So the news today is kind of thin, to tell you the truth. I think the most of the people in the news business have gone back to re-education camp or something. They don't have much. The Washington Post has a big feature piece today as Trump heads to Grand Rapids. The Mueller reports has galvanized both sides, the Trump supporters and the anti-Trumpers, blah, 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 blah. On Fox News, didn't look like there was a whole lot of coverage of this elsewhere. Trump says he's going to declassify the FISA docs, calls the FBI and some people in the intel community treasonous. Speaking of which, in the New York Post, John Brennan, gee, I may have relied on bad information and maybe I got ahead of myself. John Brennan is a total asshole. He should be tried and locked up. Just for what he did on MSNBC the last 2 years. New York Post, Maddow's ratings dropped like a rock after the Mueller news. She lost 500,000 viewers in one night. They're just so disappointed. Oh, my God. She's been telling us for 2 years we're going to nail Trump, and Mueller clears him? Oh, my God. Rand Paul, this is in Breitbart, wants investigation into what Obama and Loretta Lynch knew about the rogue FBI. There is that one tweet. No, it's a text, not a tweet. From Page to Strzok, I think. It says Obama wants to know everything we're doing. Okay. Page 6, New York Post, love blooms from the turd pile of Trump hating. Nicole Wallace, 47, Michael Schmidt, 35, are doing the nasty, dating. God knows. Washington Post, Barr tells Nadler, we're not going to make your deadline, so just cool your jets. Wall Street Journal, Barr will testify before Congress, Nadler's committee. New York Times says Trump's economy is slowing down. Politico, Republicans in a panic over the eye care. We need a plan. Well, yeah, you do. Talking about the political downside of Trump taking on Obamacare since the Democrats won on it in 2018 is, look, the Republicans in Congress are idiots. If they don't understand that people are suffering from this thing, they should get new jobs. Just dropping it and letting it go and trying not to rock the boat, that's not going to help. Yes, they need to cover pre-existing conditions somehow. I have a humble suggestion. Let everybody have insurance that actually insures them for what they might need, which will mean it costs less, and put these people on pre-existing conditions on a government health plan. Government paid for health care. It's sort of half Medicare for all, or, since pre-existing conditions aren't, the majority of people's needs, or shouldn't be. They've got to come up with a plan. They got to do something about Obamacare. There's no reason why people should go on paying $20,000 a year for crappy coverage. Heated debate in the White House about going after Obamacare. Turns out that's in the New York Times. And in the Washington Post, the Obamacare move was all Mick Mulvaney. He's insisting on it. It's driving people in the House and the Senate crazy. Republicans in the House and the Senate. Mitch McConnell's just freaked. He wanted to make this a week where he could showcase the stupidity of the Green New Deal, and here Trump just sort of opens up a new front, and one, by the way, that Democrats think is really good for them. They say, "Oh, thank God, you got us off the Mueller hook with this thing." In politics, the mayor of Miramar, Florida, joins the Democratic presidential field. Sure, why not? One more. Come on in. Tech, Lyft raises its IPO price to $72. It's in the Wall Street Journal. In the New York Post, a venture capitalist guy fired for bribing his kid into college. The list of leaks says bringing, but that's an autocorrect. Social justice warriors. Okay, so apparently a woman wrote a column for the Notre Dame newspaper begging the women on campus to stop wearing leggings because they turned the boys on. You know, the leggings just basically are women's naked legs painted some color, black usually. And she said, you know, don't tempt my son, don't tempt my son. So women went crazy. We get to wear whatever we damn well please. That's in the Washington Post. Chicago cops release the Jesse files that show him guilty as shit. Of course, that's in the Wall Street Journal. Trump sicks the FBI on the Jesse case. How come those charges were dropped? Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Toledo TV goes viral for the anchors talking in teen slang. I'll try to run this today. My grandson uses one of these expressions, which is lit. That's lit, and apparently it's if it's lit really good, it's V-lit, very lit, I suppose. That's in the Washington Post. New York City moves against digital billboards on rivers. It's the Wall Street Journal. Bathtub Boy is still a just total grade A ass. This is in the New York Post. He tweeted out, you know, an attack on some hunter in Mississippi who shot a turkey. Happened to be an albino turkey, kind of rare. It's turkey season. It's okay to shoot turkeys this time of year. Bathtub Boy, being the total grade A ass that he is, said, we need to make this guy's life a living hell. You know, he's just such a jerk. And I think he does this every so often to get back in the news because people sort of forgot him. But anyway, he apologized unreservedly today. He's just a total fucking jerk. Lyle Tuttle dies at 87. This is in the San Francisco Chronicle. Lyle Tuttle is the king of tattoos. He was the guy who started putting butterflies on ladies' ankles way back in the 70s. He's had a tattoo parlor in San Francisco on 7th Street down by the old Greyhound bus station, which is gone. Then moved to North Beach and was there forever. I knew him pretty well. I did a few stories about him. He used to brag that he never put a tattoo on anybody that couldn't be covered up. So his full suit went from his ankles to his neck to his cuffs. And he said, I can always put on pants, a shirt, and a jacket, and go out and be a normal human being. He was very much against putting tattoos on necks, faces, hands where they couldn't be covered up. And he had a full suit. And he always said that his skin was going to go to a Japanese tattoo museum. So we shall see. Somebody's, I guess they're getting ready to flay Lyle Tuttle right now. That's the list and links for today. Once again, the email address is host@johngibson.com. I got an email from Chuck. Said, listening to the Dana Perino-Chris Steirwall podcast yesterday, and they're raving about how great Jake was over the weekend with the bar letter. Just passing it along in case you hadn't heard. They were very impressed. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. as well they should be. Let's see, what other thing did I get? Oh, yeah, Helen wrote me, so happy you're still giving us something every day, although a half hour really isn't enough John Gibson for me. She's talking about the podcast that comes out in the afternoon. And she says, I hope you get the music license renewed soon. I love the birthday songs. Yeah, me too. I'm really kind of pissed about that. So I'm going to call ASCAP and try to get this thing taken care of. Okay, well, there's 10 minutes of the morning digestion. Check in at the podcast at johngibson.com a little later this afternoon. Sign up to get it. Subscribe, $3.50 a month. And there's always something interesting in there. Okay, see you then.